We get a 1 personal space, 2 personal space, 3.
Hey, hello, listeners. This is just a quick disclaimer for this week's episode. As anyone that's listened to the show before knows, there can be some adult language, and anyone that's listening for the first time, please keep that in mind. We tend to be ourselves and not filter, so occasionally a bad word might come out. If you have any children in the room, please put on some headphones or have them put on some headphones. Thank you.
That I don't even care about this. I'm not even interested in having this skin on my personal space.
You're listening to the IDP Guys with Sean, John, and Nathan, the Wizards of Fantasy Football. Your go-to source for the individual defensive player strategy. And now, three guys who could only make an NFL team on Madden.
All right. Welcome to the IDP guys. This is episode 136. My name is Nathan, and I'm joined with Johnny this week. No Sean. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, not much, man. How are things with you?
Things are good. Things are good. We postponed by a day due to some quick illness on my part. Nothing more than just really tired from work. So we lost out on having Sean this week because he's got to work. So, no big deal there, but it is, fantasy football championship week, after, you know, this is when, the playoffs are done. We're done with fantasy football now, right?
Yeah. This is where we all jerk each other off.
Well, talking about some jerking off here real quick, IDP Invitational, we have a winner. So we had a top 10 going into the championship week 16, and the best score is the winner. So before I get to the winner, I'd like to say thank you to Dean Pichard, Joshua Ofahalu. Sorry, I just butchered your name. Donnie Yoon, David Fried, Morgan McLean, Kyle Bellafuel, Ryan Livergood, Harris, David Kokenor, but by less than 1 point, wow. Brad Lovelock took the lead at the very end and maintained it through stat correct, which was an immense feat.
That's incredible, man. That's a tackle assist, not even. That's crazy.
In that league, yeah, for sure. It was some heavy IDP scoring, so not much could have changed, and that could have shifted a lot. In fact, there was no stat correction to any of these 10 teams after Wednesday, Thursday. So that was something interesting that I saw today. But yeah. Brad Lovelock, we will be reaching out to you and getting you your jersey gift card, as well as your 4 for 4 subscription brought to you from Mike Wallert, a friend of the program, friend of the show.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep. So make sure if you're interested in playing next year, it's going to be a lot bigger next year for sure. We've got a lot of things planned, and we're hoping to raise $5,000 for autism awareness, for Autism Speaks, with this league. And we have some stuff in the works. So definitely make sure to go to idpguys.org. And sign up for next year. You submit your name, your information, and then we go through and we send out invitations to those who we deem you know, worthy to join. It is a great contest for the fantasy IDP expert all the way down to the IDP novice. We had two divisions this year of people that had never played IDP before, and we kept them together and then the experts together so that it was challenging enough for those that had experience and simple enough to learn for those that needed the first time exposure. So that's the IDP Invitational. This was 2020. We got 2021 coming up. But if you want some more fantasy, we have the IDP Guys 2020 Playoff Challenge. This I've set it up. I have the league. I'm inviting people. We haven't done a mass invite yet. Really kind of blasted it out there. But we've already got 15 guys signed up. And if you're interested in playing, it's the same settings, scoring settings as the IDP Invitational, but this is eight guys on each side, 16 man rosters, 8 IDP, 8 offense, mostly flex positions. So it gives you a lot of movement on who you're going to grab. It is a single QB, but it's you have to start one QB and then 7 other offensive plays. And then I think it's 1 linebacker and 7 other positions. I'm not sure on the IDP settings, but get in touch with me at IDP Guys, at Nate Cheat. Johnny is at OrangeMan3142. Get to one of us and we will get you in that playoff challenge. We are giving the top 3 fantasy managers at the end of the playoff challenge after the Super Bowl. We are giving them each a $50 IDP Guys magazine level subscription. So you'll get access to last year's rookie magazines, next year's rookie magazines, and all of the content we put out with the websites. So it's a $50 value going to the top 3. But with that, one last piece of news. This will be our last show until we know who will be in the Super Bowl. So we'll do our last 3 shows of the season, kind of spaced out over that Super Bowl couple weeks and the week after the Super Bowl. So just want to let everyone know that before we get into the question, how did the playoffs go for you, Johnny?
Fine. No, you know, same shit, different year. I confirmed Dr. Super Bowl right before this, though. So we got that to look forward to, too. That's like our yearly tradition. Batshit crazy interview and a guy that's forgotten more about like NFL history than we'll ever know.
Yep.
So that's going to be cool. Yeah, no, it was fine. This was a rough season, man. Jesus Christ. Like, you know, I'm pretty OCD. You know my routine, waivers, same time all the time, inactive alarms, all that crap, and all of it had to matter this year. But yeah, it turned out good. I guess we'll just blast through the list real quick here. So 3 firsts, including 1 against you, I apologize. 4 seconds, 2 thirds, $1,000 in winnings. Thank you, Lamont, by the way. 500 in DFS this year. 2nd in the eliminator, I got nudged out by Julie, who apparently is the first lady of IDP. I did not know that, but congratulations, Julie. She won Hollywood's eliminator. But no, it was still nice to get 2nd in that. I donated the winnings to Autism Speaks in that one, too. Nice. Yeah, why not, right? And I won the Shark League, so that was cool, too. Beating Sigmund Bloom. I'm better at IDP than he is.
Wow. Oh, he made it all the way to the end?
No, he didn't even make the playoffs. Oh, gotcha. I won the league, though. Yeah. No, it was a good season. It was painful, though. I'm ready for a break. How about you? How'd it go?
Well, I got in with 4 teams and snuck into the championship in 3 of them. And then lost them all.
Oh, no.
No championships this year, which is sad. But I did it to myself. I mean, I decided to get married this year. You know, there decided to be a pandemic. So I'm going to just rest on my laurels and blame all that.
Yeah, this was not a great year at all. Like, unless you were seriously fucking dialed in, there was no chance this year. So yeah. I get it completely.
I definitely wasn't dialed in this year, and it's just because of, you know, the life and stuff, and that's kind of where it's going to be. It's also the fact that I joined like 20 leagues in the off season. So I went from, usually I do like 10.
Mm. And yeah, we're up around 30 this year. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'd say I was at about 30. So I do have to contemplate stepping back on some of these pandemic leagues that I got involved with. But at the same point, I have ideas for startups for next year. I really want to get into a traditional salary cap league. I started those World War leagues, but something about them just doesn't scratch the itch that I want. It's too different. I think that I'm going to let them run their 3-year pace, but try and set up a salary cap league that's just standard, normal, like everyday kind of stuff. Kind of like what we had with 50 Shades of IDP.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. That was a different process for everything. That was really neat.
Yeah.
I got a better question for you rather than, because this whole week has just been everyone, let's be real, it's been everyone jerking each other off in fantasy Twitter. I'm getting a little tired of it. What were your favorite moments of the season?
So
mine are easy, right? It's Odell getting called out by that ratchet for getting crapped on. And then Lamar Jackson crapping his pants at halftime.
That was amazing. That was
probably the best one, right?
Yeah. And coming back and then winning that game.
Yes. Yes. Explosive
drop one.
Right. Explosive panic diarrhea. Comes back in, throws a touchdown pass immediately, wins that game. Yeah, that was incredible. I mean,
I'd have to say one of my top things this season was I bet on the Browns against the Giants and came out on top. And now Mark from Statement Games has to cut his hair into a mohawk.
Oh, my God.
For 1 week. And he's doing it. He's going to live stream it or do some sort of video with it, I think, after this week.
That's wild, man. What even crazier is, you know, they can't beat the Giants, but the Jets beat them. Like,
yep.
Or I mean, they did beat the Giants, but the Jets, you know what I mean? Like, it's
yeah.
It's unbelievable. Like, that could have gone the other way very easily. So good stuff.
Yeah, no, and I was watching that Giants-Browns game with Eric over, and just to watch him completely melt down after being like, oh, no, we can beat the Browns. It's the Browns. And then Mark on the show that we do together, taking the Browns to, or the Giants to win, and I was willing to give him the full 10 points. I put my hair on the line on Twitter publicly where my wife could see, and she sent in a message saying, excuse me? Like, I look terrible with short hair, like skin, bald hair. Johnny, you've seen me with that. I look like my father-in-law. So my wife has banned me from ever looking like that. So I was willing to put that up with the Browns and 10 points over the Giants and came out victorious. So that was solid.
Yeah, no, that was a pretty good bet. No doubt. Sean wanted me to relay that he made 7 titles, 1-4. So that is on the record for this year. Yeah, I mean, whatever. It was another year. It was decent. I know what you're saying, though. I'm definitely going to airlock some shit. Like, this was too much this year.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But we've got, hopefully, they're saying things should be normal for next year. Hopefully we get everything with the vaccine figured out and situated, and, you know, the draft is normal. I mean, I guess that doesn't really matter so much, but
get a preseason, not have everyone die week two, those things. Yeah,
that would be good. So, and we can compare like last season and this coming season to see how much does preseason really affect these guys, because there was like a huge push. Was it from the NFL or the Players Association to get rid of preseason?
Oh, that's the owners. Yeah. That was part of the 17 game thing they wanted, I think. We'll see. I mean, even practices were different. You know what I mean? Like, we watched Hard Knocks. They didn't go full tilt at all that whole time.
Right.
You know, like, that makes a difference.
Yep, absolutely.
What's up, guys? It's Josh,
Adam,
and Bobby
here with the Big Three IDP podcast. And if you've never listened to our show before, here's just a taste of the insanity that you will get week in and week out with the Big Three IDP podcast.
Skunks are so cute.
We just ate White Castle at like 10:45 at night.
I tell you, one I liked about a little bit more was Jeffrey Simmons.
Ooh, woo!
Did you say a Bartman, like Steve Bartman? I don't like Bartman in Chicago this year. He's going to catch too many foul balls.
You know it's all about getting real and getting down to business and getting down to the facts.
Slide them in, slide them out. It's
right. So, if you would like more of the shenanigans that you just heard in these little snippets, be sure to subscribe to the Big Three IDP podcast wherever you get your podcast. Adding listeners are guaranteed to have a good time.
Hey, you can't afford not to do this, baby.
That's right, baby.
Alrighty, very news late week. Just real quick here, just for the record, little earlier when I'm talking about cranking each other off, I don't mean that. You know, I don't want to piss anyone off. What I'm saying is, as fantasy quote analysts, we're supposed to win these things. You know, like, why do I got to sit up here and be like, I won 10 championships? The stuff we're doing with autism awareness, Autism Speaks, the IDP Invitational, that is awesome. That's, you know, something I would never talk about. So that's two different things completely. That's a great thing, you know? You know what I do every Saturday. You know what I mean? Like, that's a cause that is near and dear to all of our hearts. So don't want anyone to get that misconstrued. Moving on.
I think it's what you were going in is more of this, the guys on Twitter saying, look, how many championships and all that stuff they won, and then everyone giving them the applause of like, good job, you're an analyst and you did your job.
Right. Exactly. You know? Exactly.
It's like going to McDonald's and high-fiving the guy who flipped your burger.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, it'd be news if we started sucking at this all of a sudden. That would be news.
And I'm the tech guy. Just for everyone out there, I bring on Johnny and Sean for the smarts. I am the tech guy.
Well, hey, and your Yahoo profile's got more than a few trophies in it. So, true. Don't sell yourself short there.
Yeah.
Okay, very late news week. Logan Ryan got extended. Good for him. That's good. We'll kind of see what happens with that next year. Xavier McKinney is still not really playing enough to know what that's going to completely look like yet. Dwayne Haskins released.
Wow.
Somewhat shocking. I don't know. I guess you can only pull so much shenanigans, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens with that. Jared Goff finger injury. I think it was a broken thumb.
Ooh.
I don't know. I can't remember. But John Wolford is starting this week, and he should be good for playoffs if they make playoffs. We'll see what happens. Patriots week 17 starter unknown. Patrick Mahomes sitting. CMC not playing. There's a big list of guys not playing. This is why we don't do week 17.
Right. Okay. So just to go back to, was it last show when we had that question about playing week 17? If you're in the fantasy playoffs, you're in the championship round, and you've got Patrick Mahomes, you're screwed in week 17.
Yeah.
And if you have Patty Mahomes, you're more likely to be in the championship. So this kind of goes into why, I mean, having a blended 16-17, I think, is passable. Having a championship week 17, I don't think is ever a good idea.
Right. With the blended, at least you get all your studs week 16, but then you're still at a huge... I mean, the disadvantage could be on both teams. It's a coin flip, you know? Mm-hmm. Who knows how it's going to go?
Yeah, I mean, I would just take the blended over the week 17, but I would take week 16 final as the gold standard.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Josh Allen breaks Jim Kelly's touchdown record. That was cool. That was cool to see. Man, they have arrived, huh? Holy crap. That dismantling of the Patriots Monday night. Jesus.
Is this satisfying, or would it be more satisfying if it was Tom Brady's and Belichick Patriots that they dismantled?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still not completely sold on... So now everyone's doubling back and saying it was Brady that did everything, and he's the reason they were successful. People forget Matt Castle was 11-5.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Those four games, Brady was gone. They went 3-1 with nobodies.
And I'm not saying that the Patriots are not the Patriots without Brady, but what I am saying is that this year the Patriots are not the Patriots of the Brady years, because there's just you add the COVID, you add just, I mean, they've kept their roster kind of mangled together. Like Belichick kind of used his Sith powers to keep that team that really didn't have a whole lot of talent winning championships. And this year kind of the wheels fell off. So then now the Josh Allen led Bills go in and they just rip apart a broken wagon. Would it have been more satisfying for it to be, you know, like if this had happened last year with Brady there, the Patriots looking at the still at the top or semi top of their game kind of thing, you know, you're taking on a handicapped team.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm okay with it either way. I think it's more demoralizing to Patriots fans this year because they see the difference between even them and the Dolphins. Never mind the Bills. Yeah. Never mind the Dolphins got them the week before, I think it was. You know, like they got a damn good team too. They're miles behind both those guys. It's not looking good.
Well, this is the parody of the NFL, you know? So they have expended all of the karma of having a good team for the last 20 years. Now they need the equal and opposite to happen for the next 20 years. They need to go 0-16 a couple times.
Yeah. I don't know if that'll happen, but yeah, I mean, that'd be nice. But yeah, no, it was nice though. Diggs saved a lot of people. Good Lord. That was wild. Other things that happened. Jalen Hurts will start again week 17. He looks pretty good. They got better offense with him. That's for
sure. So this is my question, especially with you being a NFC East fan.
Yeah.
Can the Eagles make it into the playoffs? Are they? They're not out of it.
No, I think they're out. It's Cowboys and Washington.
Cowboys, Washington. There was one other team. Is it still the Giants?
Yeah, if they both lose and the Giants win, I think it's a bunch of crazy scenarios. All three of them are still alive, technically. Gotcha. I believe.
I wasn't sure if the Eagles were still alive. I didn't catch that game last week. But my thought was, could the Eagles eke into the playoffs and with Jalen Hurts pull a Nick Foles and take them all the way through?
Probably not, just because he's a rookie.
True.
He's got the talent. There's no doubt. But you know, no, I don't think a rookie's ever won the Super Bowl. Closest was probably Big Ben that 15-1 year.
Right. But my thinking is that Jalen Hurts looks to be their franchise quarterback going.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and it totally changes that team up to where they look good. They look formidable, and like they could hold up against some of these playoff teams at least.
Yeah. I mean, they beat the hell out of the Saints a couple weeks back. They definitely got, you know, they can do it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see what happens. That's a mess. We got all off season to talk about that shit.
Yeah.
And last but not least, Damon Harrison released by the Seahawks after told he was not playing last week and signed by the Packers. So Kyle Bellyfuel gets his wish. Snacks has gone to the Packers.
Wow. Honestly, I saw this in the notes, and I did not even know that Snacks was on a team.
Yeah, no, he was playing. He wasn't playing enough to be startable, like 30-40% of snaps. But yeah, he was playing. They just didn't play him last week. I have no idea why.
Yeah, I don't know. He's one of the guys that I've always liked since he was on the Giants. I mean, we were both big fans of him.
Oh, yeah.
A while, and I still am. I like him even just like as a Twitter personality.
Oh yeah, no, he's great. So yeah, congrats, Kyle. That'll be fun. And that was about it. I'm sure there's other stuff, but doesn't really matter.
No, not at this point. So you got some notes there?
Oh yeah, no, I was just gonna. You covered most of it. IDP Invitational, sign up now for next year. And those scores, by the way, wasn't it like 392 and 391, something like that?
Yeah.
That's insane.
392.06 and 391.14. The third place was 322.54.
Right. And I think I only saw 400 cleared a couple times like that whole season. So that those are big scores. That was crazy. I can't believe it came down to 1 point. That's awesome. The other thing was the playoff challenge. You talked about that too. That's always fun. And if you guys have never tried that, it's off MFL. What is it? Two uses per team.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like Yahoo's old salary cap in a way. But you just pick players each week, that play in, that week's games, and you get to choose a single player up to two times. And then you just rack up as many points as you can, and the top points getters win.
Yep. So it's like salary cap, DFS, and strategy all combined. The strategy part is like, all right, if I think this team's going out early, I got to use their guys quickly before they're gone. But, you know, last year we all tried to play that game, and the Saints were gone immediately. No one used any Saints.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, stuff happens that you don't see coming. So a good bit of it's luck too, but it's great. It's good fun. You know, it's good stuff. It's a nice way to get some postseason fantasy in without it being, you know, super high maintenance.
Right. Exactly. And then just to go in a little bit more on, we're going to go on break after this show, until after the conference championships. And we'll have three more episodes before our big break, until March, I want to say.
Something like that. Yeah. Good.
I was just going to say one last thing is just remember, the IDP guys website and the Dynasty Football Digest websites, after this week will be shut down for maintenance. We're going to be completely revamping them, style and look and adding some new features and stuff. So if you try and go onto the site and you see a maintenance page, just know that it's temporary, and that we will be better. We will be back and better for next season, starting after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it, man. We're going to be kind of on the cutting edge of some things next year. It's going to be pretty sweet.
Yeah, no, it's we got a lot of stuff planned. And then after when we get into next year, you know, we've obviously we've got the magazines that we put out. And I'll kind of announce this here kind of as a pre, we've decided on I think this might be the first IDP Podathon to benefit Autism Speaks and the IDP Invitational. We're looking to do that in April. So that'll be, you know, your favorite analysts talking IDP and trying to raise money for autism awareness. So we're kind of really leaning into that this year and trying to build up the IDP Invitational to be something that the IDP community can be really proud of.
Yes, sir.
So anything else there, Johnny?
Yeah, I guess we could do this right now. Congratulations to everyone in our Slack chat who won titles, Joji specifically.
Yeah. But yeah, and just a shout out to everyone that took our advice and used that to get some hardware this year. I'm sure there's more than just Joe G.
There's tons. There were at least four or five messages I saw yesterday in there. Yeah. That's such a Jesus Christ, Kat. That's such a great place. You know, because literally you could take anything in there, whether it be a corner stream idea or you need waivers or whatever. And it's like networking, you know, like yeah. There's a million of us, including the other listeners, the other readers, the other guys in the Slack, like they're no slouches. They've been playing IDP for a minute. They know what's up. Like, yeah, it's a good spot. Definitely.
Yeah, no, it's a great resource, especially, you know, getting your questions answered. I don't think you guys missed a single one. If something came up that wasn't immediately answered, someone kind of chimed in and said, tag some people to get some conversation going. So I'm really excited to how that turned out and what that's grown from. So, all right, let's move forward.
MyFantasyFootballShirt.com is your place to get top quality fantasy football gear. Get yourself some merch from some of your favorite podcasts. Need some custom shirts for your league? Contact us today. Just go to MyFantasyFootballShirt.com.
Alrighty. So this is the part of the show where we pair together players, talk about who we like over the other, and then send that out in tweets to see what our Twitter people think about that. So let's talk about last week's gut checks. A pair of defensive tackles, Pittsburgh's Cameron Hayward versus Philly's Fletcher Cox with 162 votes. 76% went Cameron Hayward.
Yep, that makes sense.
And didn't Fletcher Cox, he went out with an injury, didn't he?
Yeah, I do believe he did, yeah.
I think I saw something on Twitter where they took a screenshot of them talking about his injury, and then someone said, like, what's your source? And in the picture was Fletcher Cox without pads on. It was kind of funny. So a pair of safeties, Tampa Bay's Antoine Winfield versus Pittsburgh's Minka Fitzpatrick, 182 votes, 66% Antoine Winfield.
Oh, yeah. Good nice. Stuff.
And the last one, which is kind of
a blowout.
A blowout here. Pair of wide receivers, Cincinnati's T. Higgins versus Pittsburgh's Juju Smith-Schuster with 200 votes, 84% T. Higgins.
Yikes. Yeah, Juju actually bounced back a little bit last week, but I think everyone was just sick of his shit.
Probably.
Oh, boy. Alrighty, so we got some hot-button topics for this week. So, I don't know about you, but David Montgomery, the last like month plus here. My God, man. He really came alive. He saved a lot of people's seasons. He's going to be a hot topic in the offseason, whereas also Josh Jacobs is as well for opposite reasons. And yeah. if you had asked anyone this, you know, before the season, this would be landslide Josh Jacobs. So now we're going to put them together and see how that's changed with the past month and a half or so in mind. So we got David Montgomery, Josh Jacobs. I actually don't have a real firm opinion. I'd probably lean Jacobs, though. I mean, Montgomery's been great, but Jacobs just has the pedigree, you know? Like, he's the draft capital. And
Yeah. I think that I'm still leaning Jacobs. And I think that, honestly, this is going to help for startup drafts next year, his ending. Because you're still going to be able to get him paired with probably a top tier running back first. So, like, I would consider him top tier, but he's on the lower side of that. So you can kind of what I was doing this past season in startups was if I was on the end of the round, I would get like a Austin Eckler, a Derrick Henry, maybe if he fell, Alvin Kamara. And then when it snaked back to me, Josh Jacobs would be there. And I'd grab those guys as my 1-2 punch. And, you know, I don't think that, I mean, I would say it's hard to tell the exact outcome of that strategy with this year because of the pandemic and everything. I lost, you know, Eckler for a while, and even Christian McCaffrey played like 3 games. Yep. So those are the guys that I was pairing with Josh Jacobs, and then turned into Josh Jacobs being my lead back. So I want to see how it turns out next year, but I think that's a, you know, a solid place for him. And then, honestly, David Montgomery, even with this, you know, solid last month, is still probably farther down the draft.
Mm-hmm. No, that was a great strategy this season, definitely, because wide receiver is so deep. You know what I mean? Like, if you can get those two stud running backs to start, like, you can get guys crazy late wide receiver. So. We'll see what the people think. Should be an interesting one. I think this one will be too. So Myles Garrett had a great season as usual, like he always does. Missed a couple games with COVID. It happens. Chase Young also missed a couple games due to injury. Chase Young, I mean, he didn't get the 10 sacks that everyone kind of looks for as like the rookie, you know, oh, he's going to be a phenom, but man, oh man, he's going to be a phenom. Like, even just during playoffs, he put together a couple crazy, crazy games, and he had a really good season. And I think these are the two young studs that we look to, you know, as traditional defensive ends for the future. I'm not including these outside linebacker guys. Yeah, I think it's, you know, in startups going forward, it's one of these guys. I don't know. I'm actually probably leaning Young a little bit just because age and that defense will be on the field more often. But I'm happy with either. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess.
And Garrett will go first anyway. You know, you know how many drafts we're in, you know, Garrett goes immediately. Like,
true. I mean, right. So if Garrett's gone, I feel fine grabbing Chase Young. I think that there is, I still think that there might be a, maybe not a full tier drop, but because of the history that we have with Myles Garrett, we know what he's going to do pretty much year in, year out, as long as he doesn't connect his helmet with the face of a opposing quarterback, he's going to have a good year. Chase Young has 1 year in the books. I still kind of want to see him put up back-to-back years, not that he wouldn't do it, before I put him in the same caliber as Myles Garrett, in my opinion. So I would probably lean Garrett here, but I think they're close.
Yep. We shall see. And last but not least, pair of corners. These guys were top three in basically all scoring for corners this year. Malcolm Butler was the one overall, and Marlon Humphrey was the two or the three in most places. I think you're happy with either. I feel like Humphrey is way more solid. He just got paid. His position is, you know, set in stone. It's him and Peters. Whereas Butler, you know, Adoree Jackson just came back. Who knows what's going to happen there? There's a lot of uncertainty. Whereas Humphrey, in a position that's naturally uncertain, has some certainty. So that's where I'm going.
Yeah, I'm going to side with you on this one just because, I mean, of all the people I know, you are so dialed into cornerbacks. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem.
Alrighty, so time for listener questions. The best way to get those questions to us is to be part of our Slack chat. Go to idpguys.org, become a subscriber, and click the link to join. Also, in 2021, you'll be able to become a Patreon of the show, and in doing so, you'll get access to watch us actually record the show and ask questions right after. So with that, Johnny, what do we have?
We got Kyle the Gigolo from the Slack chat who wants to know the best site for Dynasty. And we actually, you know, we answered this. There are a lot of guys that chimed in, and Negative Nancy isn't here today, so we can talk about my fantasy league. Straight up, that's the best site for Dynasty. Yes, it's complicated. Yes, it's a pain in the ass to do on your phone, but yes, it's the best Dynasty website.
You're talking about league site.
Yeah. He wants to know, right, league site, like Yahoo, Sleeper, whatever, that type of thing.
Yeah, I definitely think that there's good and bad parts of all of the different league sites. Obviously, Yahoo, ESPN, CBS, they're all geared towards redraft and are generally terrible for Dynasty unless you want to pretty much track it all and have to manually input everything each year, which I think Sean did for a while. Sleeper is good, but there are people who have problems with its UI. It's also kind of cartoony. I see more and more complaints about people not liking the team at Sleeper is investing into creating cartoon animations over intuitive like interface, you know, so you know where to go, what to do, and use the site without having to think too much about it. MFL, the most customizable out of everything. Like, and I think they're looking at being able to add best ball positions into regular like leagues. So say you want all your positions except for wide receiver and running back to just be best ball, and then you pick your wide receivers and running backs, or the flip, you know, you can have that position group just be best ball style.
That is something they've been lobbied for. He also says that he wants corners and defensive tackles. You're not going to get that on Sleeper because it's kindergarten IDP.
It is.
I mean, I like it. I'm in like 20 leagues, but DB and DL is not DT, DE, CB, S. You know, it's preschool IDP.
Yeah. And with MFL, you can have scoring based off of position groups too. So if you want, like with the IDP Invitational, there is a cornerback premium scoring. So there, your cornerbacks will score, the way I've said it, is an extra point or half point for tackles. And I think there's some extra scoring for pass breakups. So it allows you so much more customization on top of being able to like have league themes. So like as a graphic designer, this is something that I really enjoy, is being able to customize the look and feel of the league, you know, putting in backgrounds, putting in custom graphics and everything. So it's really kind of, it's cool. I like it. I wish though that, you know, some of the things that Sleeper does well could marry with the things that MFL does well.
Yeah, no, they all do their own thing. They all do stuff good and stuff bad. And that's why I'm on all three. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Redraft is strictly Yahoo. They do that way better than anyone else. Like, crazy deep end shit is my fantasy league. Like you said, you know, DT premium, CB premium, you know, custom scoring for every position. Like, yeah, they do that the best. And Sleeper is just like, it's good for dynasty, but not deep end dynasty. You know, like, yeah, I want to keep this team together for a bunch of years, but I also, you know, don't want to go completely off the deep end with it and have it be a time sink like these my fantasy leagues are. So they all have their good stuff. But yeah, if you're looking for DTs and corners, you're going to have to go my fantasy league, like straight up. That's the best way to go.
Yep. What else you got?
Okay, and Teddy Poopwater at Outlook.com asks, oh, actually, you already answered this. What kind of new stuff can we expect and look forward to on the site next season? Actually, you didn't really go into this too much. So, what you gotta? So we're rebranding more towards college Devy stuff, right, on the offensive side.
So okay, for idpguys.org, that website, we are going to be completely changing the look and feel so that it's easier to use. It's easier to log into. It's easier to read our articles. It's easier to find our data and sign up and all those stuff. Because pretty much we are going off of the design that I set up 2-3 years ago when we didn't know whether or not we were going to be any good at writing articles. You know, we just wanted to kind of jump into the playing field and put something together. Since then we've added, you know, subscription model, data, all of this. We have a plethora of articles that come out, and so that's all going to be reorganized in this new style. We are taking what we publish on DFD, Dynasty Football Digest, right now, which is our offensive stuff, and we're moving that to IDP Guys. So you're going to get all of that information that we had in two sites in one now. And as part of the offensive section, instead of being just generic regular dynasty offense, which you can get at, I don't know how many sites out there right now cover dynasty, probably a million, we're going to kind of pigeonhole into more of the non-standard offensive stuff, so like tight end premium, super flex. And then you get into, we're going to have a whole Devy section. So that'll be IDP and offense. We're really kind of diving into, putting a lot of resource into Devy, which brings us to where Dynasty Football Digest is going to go. That is going to be turned into kind of our magazine seller, for the rookie draft mags. But then if you buy a magazine, you get access into a paywalled site that's going to have a whole database of all of the players with articles, their you know, stats, their combine measurements and combine stats and stuff. And it'll be kind of a resource for your rookie drafts, and that'll lead into Johnny's going to be putting together some college fantasy articles that'll be going on there. So it'll kind of like feed itself too, because you're going to we're going to do more than just the coming rookie draft. We're going to have kind of players, you know, we'll have the seniors, we'll have the juniors, the sophomores, and as the players kind of move up in their college career, more and more data is going to be accumulating on their profile, each year. So then by the time the rookie draft comes around, you've just got all of this information. So it's more geared towards the research people, you know, people that really want to dive in and look at all the research. And there's going to be videos and podcast links in these profiles. So it's less the audience for that is less about those fantasy managers that want to be fed their information, you know, the guys that just, they don't really put a lot of thought into their lineup. They just read the article and then do whatever that person says. This is going to be more for the people that go in, research, deep dive, and want to know everything going into their draft to make their own decisions. So hopefully that kind of explains it a little deeper.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, right now, that's definitely where things are heading. You know, there's a lot more people doing Devy. There's a lot of people trying college fantasy. You know, Dynasty is the biggest it's ever been. You know, there's a need for it. And that just makes sense that we move on over and fill that need. So it's going to be good.
Yeah. Definitely. All right, so here we are at week in review. We don't have waivers to go through, so this should be a pretty quick segment. We'll just do our over, met, and under, and head on over to our next segment. What do you got for us, Johnny?
Okay, so the championship week saviors overproduced. Devin White, great playoffs. Saved my ass in a few places. Thank you, Mr. Devin White. Roquan Smith had a great playoffs overall. That middle week was kind of terrible, but he bounced back really nice in championship week. And Sam Hubbard came back from the dead and had a monster in week 16. So that was good as well. Matt, Aaron Donald was back to clapping cheeks, which is always good. Alex Singleton finished out the year strong, which was excellent. Miles Jack as well. Underproduced. J.J. Watt had a bad week, but had a great press conference, so split the difference. A.J. Terrell. So that whole game, what the shit was that? That was a dream for streaming corners, and we get 17-14 or some shit. Like, that was terrible. That was terrible. No one did well except L'Jarius Sneed in that entire game. It was crazy. So, I don't know. Doesn't make sense. First and the third ranked offenses, passing offenses with, you know, shit to mediocre defenses, and you get, you know, like 30 points combined. Did not see that coming. Whatever. And Justin Simmons had a bad week 16 as well. What about you? Who do you got?
So I did not have any saviors because I did not win any championships. But my over, I got Jerome Baker. He had a sack and 10 tackles. That was pretty good for him.
Yeah.
That was, yeah. For Met, Blake Martinez with 12 tackles. It's about where he should be. And under, I have Jamie Collins, who was a late scratch.
Yeah. Yeah, that was not ideal. And, you know, and for the record, Zach Cunningham, I think, finished third overall in IDP for, you know, the scoring I use. And Blake Martinez is like six or seven. So, yeah, I mean, they may not be good, but they're IDP good.
Yeah. So. Alrighty.
Dynasty Football Digest, your new essential site for Dynasty information. For as little as $1 a month, gain access to all that we have to offer. Rankings, trends, ADP, in-season assets, and a Slack chat just for subscribers. Purchase today at DynastyFootballDigest.com.
All right, so here we go with our steak and salad. This is a chance for us to just talk about our weeks and what was good and what was bad. Johnny, what do you got?
It's over. That's the biggest stake. We're done till next year, which is great. Made some money, won some titles, can get back to life as usual. How about you? What's your stake?
So I got two here. The first one is I just want to thank Matt Donnelly at Dingus4, part of Dynasty Vipers. He put on a show last night, the FF Honors, where he kind of brought together a lot of the analysts on Twitter that are putting together charity leagues kind of in the kind of the same sense as like what Scott Fishbowl does, and I think the Warrior Bowl was on there. There was a bunch of just he was trying to just shed some light on people who are trying to take this hobby and use it for some good in the world. And I think it was a 4-hour show, and it was very well produced. And Dan, Seahawks Dan, and I got to go on for about 20 minutes to talk about the IDP Invitational and what we were able to raise and do with that. And so I really liked that, being invited on and being able to share that was cool. So definitely thank you, Matt, for that and putting that together, which has kind of helped spark between Dan and I some ideas on how to grow this thing for next year. But my other stake, and what was originally my stake before I remembered the honors from last night, was so I've been helping a client put together a pitch for a major investment competition. I've been doing the technical and videography for it. So that was, they could possibly raise like multiple millions of dollars because of, you know, my help. So that was kind of a cool thing to be part of and see, and something to add to the resume.
Yeah, no, that's pretty awesome, man. And yeah, Coach is, I love Coach. He's great, man. He, you know, his YouTube videos he does, the blended Big Mac and shirtless and getting hair ripped off him. He's a maniac, and that's why we get along so well. He's a member of the family over here, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So what's your salad?
This one's a little, you know, normally we have some just ridiculous complaint. This one is a little more real, though. So you ever a Deadliest Catch fan? You ever watch that back in the day?
Yeah.
All right. So Nick McGlashan, deckhand on the Summer Bay, Captain Wild Bill's boat, died of an overdose the other day. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, man. That one hit hard because I've watched that dude on TV for like 10 years, and he's got like a really a similar story, you know, like same background, like beat addiction and came back from it, and fucking Corona got him, you know, it got him. So, you know, I mean, not actual Corona, but, you know, I'm sure they weren't working. He was just trapped in a hotel room for 10 months with all the money they make. Of course, something bad's going to happen. So, That sucked.
I think that's the unspoken victim of this whole coronavirus is the mental health and addiction, just compounded problems because that, you know, people aren't able to go out. They're stuck at home. You get into either, you know, depressions or, you know, get kind of fall back into your addiction that you might have felt like you've either kicked or are in recovery. It's not talked about very much because that's, I don't know why not, but
yeah, it's on the back burner, but it's there and it's getting worse. You know, there's going to be fallout for a long time from this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sucked. So legit salad this week. How about you?
Yeah. So mine's not as serious. It's more just that, you know, after I think tomorrow, yeah, the holidays will be over. Fantasy is over. I mean, we've got the playoffs and the Super Bowl in February, but for the most part, like, it's that part of the year where there's not a whole lot to look forward to. You're just kind of in the grind again. And yeah, it's, I don't know. There's always that build up to like Christmas. And this year I kind of feel like it went really quick. And then now it's over and it's just like, if you look past football, you really are just looking at the next holiday is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
In March. So.
Yeah, no, it's going to be brutal the rest of the winter, but whatever. There'll be some good shows on. Maybe we'll get PS5s. We got Euro Cup this summer.
Nice.
So,
nice.
That'll be good.
Alrighty.
The IDP Guys is your number one resource for IDP information for your fantasy leagues. For as little as $1 a month, get access to all that we have to offer. Rankings, ADP trade calculator, in-season assets, and a Slack chat to get personal help all year round. Purchase today at idpguys.org.
Johnny the Greek.
Alrighty, now it's time for Johnny the Greek. It brought to you by Statement Games. Johnny, you want to go into our partnership and what that entails?
Yeah, so we've been working with Statement Games for a couple of years now. You go to statementgames.com. You can you don't even have to make a profile. You can sign in with your Google, Facebook, I believe, as well. And you enter contests. It can be multiple different sports. We usually just do football here, but you know, you enter these contests, and if you win the contest or place first, second, or third, you get coins. You can turn the coins into gift cards. And with our contest, you can turn the victory into a jersey. And you can spin the wheel every day to get more coins to keep on playing. It's free to play. Doesn't cost you anything but a couple minutes for a chance at a jersey every week during the season and a chance at gift cards all throughout the entire year. It's a great site. You rank prop bets in order of confidence from 1 to 10. And it's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. So what do we have last week?
Last week we had, what the hell? Oh, that was the Tennessee Green Bay game. That was a great game, actually. Well, it was half a great game. It was okay until Green Bay just split their butt cheeks. But the contest winner was BXPRJ. Congratulations, BXPRJ. You have won a jersey of your choice, team, and player. And size. So congrats. Yep. And this week we've got week 17, which means no Thursday, no Saturday, just Sunday. And the Sunday night game is, oh, this actually makes sense. Eagles and Washington. Cause I believe if Washington wins, that's a wrap, even if Dallas wins, because they got the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. So that's why I got flexed to the night game. That makes complete sense. I don't know about you. I'm feeling a defensive struggle. I mean, maybe if Alex Smith is back, they'll get some points scored, but I highly doubt it. And if anyone remembers their first meeting in week one, the Eagles offense did not do so well. Hurts might be a little better, but that Washington defense is capable of being extremely scary. And I think they will be this week with their playoff lines lives on the line. I'm going top most confident pick, total points under 42.5. And then I just went both teams under, Washington under 22.5. Eagles under 21.5. What do you think? You think we get a shootout, close one? What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't think Washington's offense can put together too much. I mean, even with Alex Smith, but like Alex Smith is not old Alex. He's not Kansas City Alex Smith. He's one bad hit and he's losing his leg, Alex Smith. So, I don't see that offense putting much together, and I think it'll come down to whether or not Jalen Hurts can break through that Washington defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I want to say I've got Eagles winning this, but not by a lot and not a high scoring matter.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting because they'll kind of know their fate by the time kickoff happens, right? Like they'll know if they need to win or not. You know, it'll be interesting. It should be a good game to round things off. And last but not least, I doubled down. I bet against the Jets again, and you're now down two mortgages.
Nice. Alrighty, what you got?
Yeah. So that didn't work out last week. This week I'm going to change up. I'm going to go Ravens money line Cincy, and if we can hold this one out, we'll have a winning record for the year. So come on, Ravens.
Keep that
poop in your butt and your players on the field.
Well, no, don't you want the poop to come out of the butt? He did better when the poop came out.
That's true. That's true. He did do much better.
Just don't poop on the field.
Right, right. Yeah. Panic run to the locker room and then come back. Yeah.
All right. So with that, we're going to close out episode 136. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at IDP guys. Individually, I'm at Nate Cheat. John is at OrangeMan3142. Subscribe to the show. Go to idpguys.org. In the sidebar are links to iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and an RSS feed for the podcatcher of your choice. While you're there, become a subscriber to the site for a dollar a month. You get access to a bunch of great premium data, content, and tools, as well as the Slack channel to ask all the questions your heart desires and get help winning that hardware. Make sure you're following us on YouTube. Subscribe to Writer Digest Network. That's R-E-I-T-E-R Digest Network. That's where you'd be able to see this show. We have a bunch of other great content that gets regularly posted, and we have a lot plan for next year, so definitely get in there. And finally, hit me up at Nate Cheat, at IDP guys, at OrangeMan3142 to get into the playoff challenge. We're going to be really kind of pumping our marketing on that in the next couple days, try and fill up that league. I think right now we're about a quarter of the way there. So with that, wraps up the show. Any last words, Johnny?
I wish I could poop like Lamar Jackson.